Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Why have you got to get done?
Well, at some point, Monica with a K is going to text me, and when she's got a free slot, I don't know when that is, to walk down the road and get my feet sorted out. You know how bad my feet
Yeah, me? yeah. I know, because that time you went to Singapore and Hong Kong, you kept going off to get your feet done. 20
back
minutes.
Back in Bangkok.
That'd be 20 minutes, Shanks. Well, it might be a little bit quicker.
Depends, actually. It's nice and warm. Might be quicker.
Depends if I work my toes up before I go in.
Got my inhaler with me. Back in five. Do you want to do a proper intro to this podcast, please?
No, that was it. That was it.
That was it.
That was it. Where have we been? We're back.
Oh, God. Do you know
what?
Been
away? You went away.
We act like we don't. We're not bothered. We act like we're laid back entertainers, which we are.
Chilled out.
I must say, this is a podcast version of retweeting praise. It is very nice, actually, when people send lots of messages on social media, on Instagram, saying, where's the pod? And what's even nicer is when mates text you, so you realize your mates listen to it and say, where is it? So, you know, I saw Jake White, the Vodacom Bulls coach, and he just said, where's yours and Shanks' pod, mate? It's not out this week.
Got an interesting theory about
that. That's not true. Yeah, go on.
Jake White.
Yeah.
Well, you know, they didn't take Europe too seriously and they bought a weakened team, and there's a bit of a backlash towards that.
Yeah.
Well, I think he tried to do a good bit of PR in the change room after to Northampton to say, hope you go all the way. Knew the cameras were there. So we sort of forgive and forget. That's my theory anyway. But you know what I'm like. I'm a horrible bloke.
You are, and this has got... We're not going to talk about rugby yet, don't worry, everyone, but...
I'm cynical, is what I am.
You are cynical. I'm more cynical than I let on, but I'm not even a third as cynical as you are. You hate everyone. And what I would say is that... you don't hate everyone, but I've ended up running into Jake White quite a few times off camera and off air at events and pitch side, just here or there, and... I don't know him anywhere near as well as the lads that have played under him, but to me, he's always seemed very straight up, great guy, just super, super nice guy. And he actually walked over, and this is awful what I'm about to tell you, but I might have mentioned on the pod before that I was standing pitch side before England played the All Blacks a couple of years ago, and Ian Foster just walked over to me on the side of the pitch and introduced himself. He said, hello, I'm Ian. I was like, yeah, I know who you are, mate. He said, I just want to say that we all really like your highlights show for the Premiership. And I was like, oh, nice one. He goes, yeah, we all watch it. It's great catch up. Runs, you know, he was really nice. And I was like, oh, that's really cool. And then Jake White actually walked over to me and Tinus Delport the other night and actually said the same thing. Said, I really like the show.
Jake White did?
Yeah, Jake White did, yeah.
How does he watch it?
I said, mate, do you want to get out more, fella?
How does he watch it? And
hey, that guy, hey,
Joe Berg,
got one of those fire sticks, hasn't he? But he did not. He did not mention the pod, which I'm sorry, Shanks, but he didn't.
Okay.
But he's of a certain age. They don't listen to podcasts. Like, you try and get, you know, my folks listening to a podcast. Actually, I think they manage it these days, but it ain't easy, you know.
I've played against Jake White in golf, and all I'm saying is I'm doing a podcast, he's not.
Gotcha.
We won. Look, we won.
We are not sorry we've been away, but we've been away. So I didn't know if we were doing a pod 2 weeks ago, and then I saw Shanks on Instagram on holiday. This is how it works, and he probably did the same last week. So what's the crack? Where you been, boy? You went away first. It looked like it was raining, but you were doing a barbecue. Is that right?
I took a flatman holiday. Went down the coast in the UK. Took the kids a couple of days. That was all. Monday till Wednesday is I went a couple of weeks ago. So a place called Newquay, which is West Wales.
Not Newquay, Newquay.
Very West Wales. Lovely. Yeah. Friend of mine, Jonathan Pritchard. You know him.
Mate, he sent me a battery for my Land Rover.
Works for GS Uasa. Bloody good rep. Not a door-to-door salesman. one of his friends had a house down there, so we went there. But, oh, mate, it was lovely. It was great. I had to sleep on the sofa because there weren't enough beds, which meant I had to drink a lot of chocolate block. Get that right. Don't want to mess that one up, do you? To knock myself out. But it was...
you're going to have too much chocolate block, you might. Once you've had it, though...
yeah, I tend to go away and drink a lot of that. Just a couple
I've got
of
a big one downstairs, actually. It was a present. It was. Danny Grewcock, actually. It's present. There you
will
go.
You do it all? Will you do it all?
Down me at some point, yeah.
Will you do it all?
I'll make that at some point.
So we went down there, and another good friend of mine, Paul Luger.
Luke's?
Yep. Yeah, he popped over as well. Jamie Robertson popped over for a bit. They've all got caravans down in Aberporth, so...
Do people have caravans still, do they?
Yeah.
God.
Well, yeah.
Don't see many.
Not a towing one, you know, like a static home, should I say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're cool, they are, actually.
Oh, yeah, here we go, backtracking.
No, it's not a caravan, is it?
No. Well, you could tow it, but you just got to need an Arctic for it, don't you?
Yeah, you need an aeroplane.
I'll tell you what.
You need, this you is... need an aircraft carrier.
Yeah, you need a Chinook. Now, close your ears. Shut your ears off. Put your hands over your ears if... because this could get a bit disgusting, but John has got two dogs. One's a spaniel, I know that. One is some sort of, it's a bit like a Weimaraner, but it's not. It's sort of,
it's a dog, yeah.
Yeah, it's sort of that size. And her name is Annie. I don't think she'd be listening to this.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I can't say it. Just
oh, come on.
All right, she's in season. I had to put a little nappy on her.
Oh, that's not that bad.
Well, it's not great.
Tins's dog used to walk around with bloody nappy on, little pants on.
Yeah, I just got loads of videos of. I got loads of videos of Jono trying to put it on her.
Obviously.
Mopping up the blood.
I sometimes think about your amount of storage you must pay for in a month on your phone. You must like pay an extra 20 quid a month to iCloud, Apple Store or something for all your storage, because all you do is film other people doing shit.
Yeah, not shit.
Not shit, no. I mean, yeah. You've done that too, I suppose.
Yeah, I do. I do have a... I sometimes sort of metaphorically go to the tip with my phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Clear out. Look, so how was your break, Tommy?
Mostly after a big night out.
Can you try and remember that we've got to be up tempo on this
D-sketch,
pod, please? Sound like you're bloody stoned. Can you just
it was great.
Up
it was great,
bit?
Mate. It was good fun. A few days down there, all came back, slightly tired, but kids had a great time.
Great.
So that was nice. I'll tell you, I went to a nice fish and chip shop there, and they had lemon sole option for
yeah, in a fish and chip shop.
Yep.
You posh get.
I know. It was nice down there.
Sounds nice, that.
So, yeah, we cooked a load of burgers, drank a lot of wine, and it was very nice. And then,
well done, mate.
And then last week, I had to work at the weekend then. Or did I? No, I didn't work at the weekend. I can't remember. No, I don't think I did.
You don't know.
And
you don't know.
Through the holidays, I've been to see Kung Fu Panda. Well, I saw the start and the end of it.
Yeah, nice kip, did you?
Yeah, lovely.
I remember I went to watch, on a rainy day in Devon, I took the kids to watch Finding Nemo. And I was, because holidays with kids are exhausting, I was asleep before the film started. And the kids, as a joke, they were really young, by the way. They were, you know, like 7 and 9.
You handcuff them to yourself, did you?
Well, I had the Powell's kids with me as well. They left me in the cinema. They all walked out on their own. So I woke up, someone woke me up, the lights were on, and the kids were all gone. Mate, they're down the road, mate. They weren't in the foyer, they're down the road.
Have you ever seen the Friends episode where Joey and Ross like find a sofa and they fall asleep on it and they have the best sleep ever, and then they're sort of saying, we can't do it again, we can't do it again, because they slept so well together on a sofa. That's like me in the cinema.
Oh, really? Yeah.
I think if I've ever got insomnia, I'm just going to go to the cinema. Any kids' film will do. See you later.
Do you know, here's something I never thought I'd admit in public. I went to watch Harry Potter. I can't remember who I was with. Maybe Ollie Barkley. Went to watch Harry Potter. I can't remember if it was Ollie or not. And about 45 minutes in, I turned to whoever I was with and said, I'm really not enjoying this. I really want to leave. And he was like, yeah, me too. And actually left Harry Potter. I've had them all on with the kids. Lockdown was a big thing. But I sat
not
through all
enough.
Of them. I couldn't tell you. It's just not my thing, fella.
The only thing not believable in Harry Potter is Ron Weasley has two mates, Ginger Kid.
Yeah, it's true.
And I can say that because I'm strong.
Yeah,
with Ron.
I got it in the family as well, mate. So we went on holiday as well, Tom. You're not the only one, mate.
Yep, sponsored holiday. Where'd you go? Who paid for it? And
not sponsored.
What'd you have to do for it?
Not sponsored.
Yeah, I know. Go somewhere nicer if it was.
Yeah, correct. I got a recommendation from Dylan Hartley. We just were chatting about some stuff, and he said this place is good, so went for it. And they were nice because technically we kind of had to have three rooms, and I was like, I'm not a tight ass, but I'm not paying for three rooms when one of the rooms is going to have it. The babies can't go in their own rooms because they're too little. So I was like, the website is like, no availability unless you have three rooms. So I rang up and they were just super nice. They're like, mate, you don't need that. And you don't need full board. You need half board. You need this. You need this. And they were just super nice. So that was great. Southern Spain, Estepona, hadn't been there before. Weather was lovely. It was early 20s, I think. It was hot for me. Mm. Very sunny. Definitely sunburn weather. We all got a bit burnt. We didn't cream up properly. Lovely grub. It was great. And with the two big girls, people say, oh, you got built-in babysitters, haven't you? But they're just unbelievable, mate. Like, this is not the sort of stuff people want to hear on the pod, I don't think. But they're just unbelievable. So our toddler slept in their room with them in a cot next to their beds. And she's really good at not getting up until her grow clock. You know, the owl wakes up on her little clock and glows orange. So she will stay in bed until then. So 7 till 7 every night, touch wood. And just the big girls just get her out of bed. They take her little nappy off that she sleeps in. They put her in her potty. We don't see them till 8, half 8. They just take care of her.
Oh, that's nice. Mine are done amazing. Now. My kids are done with my youngest.
Are they?
Yeah.
They're over it.
Yeah, unless he gets hurt, they'll sort of mollycoddle him and give him hugs, but nah, they won't do their own thing. Has it persuaded you to maybe go abroad a little bit more? Because I know you like your holidays down in Devon, where they make custard.
Everyone hates queuing in airports. Like, I know I'm not alone in that, but I just have, I hate it about myself. Like, it frustrates me about myself, but I hate airport scenarios so much. Like, traveling through work, like flying to games and stuff, I don't mind at all because it's just you. But we left ourselves so much time, and we barely made both flights a flight each way. Like, we're running with kids and toys and buggies, and it's the admin and the queuing and the stress and the heat. And I just, it's honestly like we're in the airport and Freya will ask me a question and I just can't hear the question. And she'll say flat again. And I'll say, I just need you to not talk to me for 5 minutes. It's all a laugh. Like she's kind of like, yeah, I get
it.
Yeah,
sounds it.
No, not a laugh. It's not like, don't talk to me. But it's just like, I need you to not talk to me, please. For I have to stand and basically look at the wall. And I am like in such a dark place. I'm standing there thinking, I hate this about myself. I've got so little tolerance for it. That like, again, if it's just me with work, we fly all the time. It's fine. I hate it though when it's all that. So weirdly, I had a great time. But the flights were fine. Bit of a ball ache. Ryanair's just bloody uncomfortable and all that stuff, but it was worth it. It's definitely worth it.
Get the weather, don't you? That's the beauty of it. You guarantee the weather.
It's taken me 4 decades to realize that it really, really makes a difference to wake up to blue skies, blue seas, lovely warmth. It does make a massive difference to your feeling of well-being. And the weather we left behind was just horrific. Came home, woke up the next morning, and it was raining so hard I couldn't take the dog out for a wee till it stopped. It was too hard, and it was just like, oh mate,
it's been biblical is what it has. Like I haven't been able to play golf. I played golf for the first time today, but the course was only open for 13 holes, shot 3 over if you're asking.
Thank you. Well done. That's so great, mate. Well done.
Yeah, I haven't lost it, but it's been killing me because the weather's been so appalling. And even if you get the odd nice day, the damage has already been done. So it's just a bog everywhere.
Yeah.
So yeah, great choice, mate, going away. I've booked actually October half term this year. Sort of next school year. Yeah. Going to Dubai. Try and catch my old mate Damien from Nobu. Oh, no, that's Goody, not me. Sorry.
Goody's, mate. Dubai. Do you know what? I would go there if
because you like it, mate. I promise you would.
No, I agree. And this whole thing, oh, it's soulless and whatever. It's like it's just up. It's up to everyone what they want on a holiday, and they're a different holiday. When I go on holiday with kids, you know, I didn't when I was a kid, and my kids don't want to walk around sightseeing. They don't. They want to sunbathe and do their skincare and be in the pool. They love playing in the pool, and. Yeah. They love, you know, they were actually reading books in the sun. I'm like, oh my God, they're reading books. It's just finally they're reading, and they don't want to go on long walks and all that sort of stuff. So Dubai would be perfect, but I just can't do it with 2 young kids. I just hate flying with toddlers and babies. It's awful.
I mean, it's appalling. I've always said, like, I don't mind being delayed and I don't mind flights being delayed, but I just hope I'm on my own or just with my wife when it is, because...
Yeah,
everything else is a complete
heinous, mate. And the kids were great on the flights. It's just they just don't stop and they hate it. Mm. And they don't hate it, but they don't stop. You can't relax. And because like it's different for you because you're tall. But if you're, you know, I don't struggle because I'm not tall. My knees are still in contact with the seat in front. So I'm tall enough that my knees hit the seat in front.
Yeah.
But I'm wider than the seat is, and you try and lean forward. It's the only way to go, and it's just hard. The back of a Ryanair seat is just hard plastic. It's just sheer plastic, so you can't bloody lie on it. I'm just like, oh, mate, this is... So I realise no one finds it comfortable on there, but I have such a low tolerance for it that I just need to win the lottery so I can go everywhere in a private jet with massive leather seats like I'm in the NBA.
A private jet, mate. Like, even just business class. Be nice.
Yeah, just that.
Oh, do you know what I thought of you? I think it might have been yesterday or the day before. I have ordered some a social media buy because, you know, you get loads of
marketing
that pops up.
Yeah, so, we all fall for them, fella.
Yeah, I've gone for Mr. Marvis, some trousers.
Yeah, interested. Interested.
Okay. So they actually arrived today. First off, you've got to do is check that they're UK free returns, because sometimes I've ordered stuff and it's come from God knows where and then you can't get it back there, but these are types of trousers that, you know, when I can go out I can be like one of the guys from JLS and do like backflips and stuff like that.
Yeah,
so just sort of get everyone going, get everyone clapping above the head, and then I'll do a backflip or something like that.
You know what I got? What I got off Instagram? I got the Olympus Fit jeans a couple of years ago. Have you seen those? There's literally like they're like for muscled guys, and it was like, I'm not one of those, but I've got, you know, big legs, and I'm like chunky legs. So I was
Aston Merigold. That's what I was trying to think of. He's the guy that does the back.
Aston, yeah. That's right. That's what I want to be like. But they're basically just denim tights. They're just denim leggings. So I just never wore them.
Yeah, you've got issues, haven't you? Because your calves are bigger than your quads.
No, they're not. They're smaller than my quads. But that's because my quads are enormous as well. I was going to mention it. But
I bought Austin on the weekend, staring at my shoes for ages.
Yeah.
So I'm proper good look. I was like, you're right, mate. I can take a photo if you want. Just looking at what trainers they were.
He wears some funny gears, mind.
Yeah.
A lot of platforms.
Yeah. He went to the British Virgin Islands.
Oh, he told you as well.
Oh, mate, before he even said hello.
Yeah.
I had the photos. Yeah. The rundown.
Yeah.
The yacht.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good on him.
He said he'd been to BVI. I was like, what's that, mate?
What's that?
You want to go to a clinic, get that sorted quick.
Is that your fat scores, fella? we both had lovely holidays, Tom. We both had lovely breaks. We're all right, and we mate.
Yeah,
we're very lucky. We're all right. And I landed at lunchtime, delayed by an hour, lunchtime in Bristol, and the kids, my wife and kids and luggage all got bundled into my car. They drove home, and I had Big Steve waiting to take me straight to Northampton Saints to do Saints against Bulls.
Big dog.
And I was straight up there, boy. So it was a bit of a late night. I'll level with you.
On your own, though. Hey, on your own. Bit of me time.
Correct.
Yep.
So I sat in the back of the car with my phone on the old TNT jobby, watching Quins against Bordeaux.
Oh.
And drive. Yes. Steve knows his onions, mate. When you use Steve, he's got a big fridge in the back of the car. He's got big, you know, like a big S-class, big fridge. And he's got loads of like soft drinks all chilled. He's got sweets. He's got snacks. He's got a little bin for you. And then on the way home, there's little bottles of red. There's beers all chilled. The wine isn't chilled. The beers are chilled. It's just bloody lovely, mate. So I was just like, this is me. You can drive as slow as you like, fella.
I bet you didn't drink. I just left it. Put it in
on the way home, I had one beer. Eh?
I wouldn't drink it. I might put it in my bag to save it for later.
Yeah. I had a beer on the way home, and I thought, I'm going to have two because I'm a lad, but I fell asleep because I was tired from travel. But
have you finished The Gentleman yet? Or have you done The Gentleman?
No, I'm about four episodes in.
Yeah, same. I like it. It's easy to follow.
It's a bit silly.
I'm all right with it. I quite like it. I think it's quirky.
Yeah, yes.
Clever. It's very
Guy Ritchie.
Yeah.
But I have enjoyed it, and I was about to start watching it last night at 9 o'clock, and everything's kicked off. So I got 1 minute in episode 5, press pause, and the next time I saw the television was this morning, still on pause in the sitting room, because I never got back downstairs to turn it off.
I stumbled upon Dune. Have you seen it on Netflix?
No.
It's a bit Star Wars-esque, so it's different planets, sort of different houses, so it's a bit sort of Game of Thrones-y with the different houses, and who runs what planet. It's all to do with something that they harvest on this planet called spice, and that is the biggest commodity, right? So I actually really enjoyed it. June 2 is out now, but I tell you, the cast, so sometimes you've got to go by the cast, haven't you? In it, so Austin Butler, who was Elvis in the Elvis film out recently. Timothy Chalamet.
Nope.
He goes out with one of the Kardashians. Zendaya. No,
I don't know who that is either.
Zendaya from Great Showman goes out with Tom Holland.
Never seen The Great Showman. I know Tom Holland.
Rebecca Ferguson. Christopher Walken. Heard of him?
I know him. He's the first.
Javier Bardem.
Love him.
Josh Brolin.
Who?
Josh Brolin.
Love him.
Yeah.
Javier Bardem is one of my favourites ever. Okay, June. Is it the D-U-N-E? Right, I'm going to watch that.
Yeah. Little bit complicated, but
yeah,
I'm actually enjoying it. Really enjoying
okay,
it.
Okay, boy.
Star Wars-esque.
All right.
June 2's out, which you can buy, like, you can rent it or you can buy it right now on Amazon or Sky.
Yeah.
So I'm halfway through that. It's long, though. It's about 2.5 hours long, but it's... I enjoyed it.
Oh, is it a movie?
Yeah. Even
okay,
better.
I'll get on that. Blue Lights was really good, the first series. Second series has come out. I'm going to start that ASAP.
What is Blue Lights?
Police. Shoot. Operational, police procedural. I've been recommended The Dry, which is an Irish comedy, comedy drama, by someone on social media, and started it last night. Really liked it. Really funny. So I'm going to stick with The Dry, enjoying that so far. Yeah, Blue Light's coming up.
Is that like a sequel or prequel to Red Light? Or anything? No. That's you and your toes. Who was it? Who are you going to see today with a K?
Monica with a K.
Monica. Don't ever trust a Carl with a K.
No, or Carl, Chris. Carl is bad, like Chris enough. Chesney.
Carl with the C is bad enough, but Carl with a K should come with a warning sign.
Yeah.
Did you watch the Masters?
I've never watched the Masters, no.
See, that's why I couldn't watch you do... What game were you doing the weekend again? Bulls, Northampton.
Yeah, it probably wasn't worth it, actually. How was the Masters? Is Tiger Woods a busted flush now? Is he a goner now?
I think so. I think he's back and his... He can't move his legs properly because of the car crash. So he's getting by all right, but he wasn't...
And Rory McIlroy, how did he do?
I have to wait another year for Rory to get the Grand Slam, to get all four majors. He's got the other three. Every year you think it's going to be his year, but he's struggling a little bit at the moment. He's gone back to Butch Harmon, get a bit of coaching. It's a big
Who
Butch.
Who won?
Scottie Scheffler, world number one, mate. Unflappable.
Really?
He's like you with a microphone on stage.
Yeah.
He just didn't fault really through the last round, and everyone else did. Morikawa did. O'Byrne, remember he's a European golfer. They all sort of went in the water or dropped a few shots. Scottie Scheffler, mate, just so impressive.
What a boy!
Yeah, what a boy! So that's the second one he's won in 2 years. So he won it last year.
Oh wow!
And again, but a load of the big names didn't really feature too much. Koepka wasn't there, Dustin wasn't there, Rory wasn't there. Fleetwood had a good round and a good tournament.
Did you see Tommy Fleetwood's son hit that shot over the water on Instagram? Have you seen that?
Did it go over the water or did it go in the water?
Went over it, didn't it? Everyone was cheering.
What, the really young son?
Yeah.
I went in the water, mate, like 10 metres.
Oh, sodding then. He's failed.
Let's not give him credit.
If my kid hit it in the water, I'd kick him in with it. You know what I'm like.
Tyrrell Hatton had pretty decent... tournament as well. I tell you that one of the most impressive things is Olazabal, Spanish golfer.
Jose Maria Olazabal.
I'm pretty sure he's won the Masters twice. But if you win the Masters, you get invited back every single year to play it.
Yep.
He doesn't play competitive golf at all. The only one competitive golf he plays in the season is the Masters. And he went round final round level par. For a 65, 66-year-old man. Might even be older.
Bloody hell.
That's incredible. So.
Bloody hell.
Yeah, what about Grand National? Did you bet on that?
No.
Mm.
Did you?
Little one, yeah. I am Maximus one. So, well done, me.
What?
I am Maximus was the winner.
How much did you bet? Don't lie either.
£20, I think. Genuine.
I don't believe you. He does. He knows everyone. He knows how much you bet.
I don't know.
He does. He does know.
I swear. I've been there, done that.
Do you want a Land Rover update? Lots of people asking for Land Rover updates.
Yeah, go on then. I've seen the chassis, Ferrari chassis.
What'd you call me? We've got a rolling chassis. We've got an engine in that needs cleaning up. We've got a new clutch going in. I ordered some doors. They've gone for paint. The colour I've gone for... I knew the sort of colour I wanted, the kids and I, the girls and I decided on it. I had a sort of a short list, and they were very keen on basically powder blue or powder pink. And I actually thought, I do like pink, and not in an ironic way, I just do like it, but I don't want a pink car. It's too novelty. So much I love pink. We're going powder blue, and I needed to get a, you know what you need to do is you can't just say, lads, can you paint it powder blue, and you send them a picture. It's like, no, you need a paint code. So I couldn't find the paint code, and I was just like, oh mate, who do I, the geekiest bloke I know, Ben Grucock, Danny's brother, is a car, like, I'm a car nerd, but he's a different level, like completely different level. Yeah, completely different level. And I text Ben and I said, mate, I'm looking for powder blue. And it's like 3 minutes later, bang, it's a Porsche color, Gulf blue, code 398. I'm like, how do you know that? Yeah. Gulf blue, yeah, it was available on this model for 72 to 75. I'm like, oh my God, that is exactly the color I want. So I just copy his message. So that stuff is going to paint now, thanks to him. But yeah, the reality is, we're salvaging as much as we can from the original car, but so much of it is shot. And people, I get a lot of messages, believe it or not, on social media, and people are like, you've got to keep the original bits. It's like, yeah, but you can't keep rusted out panels. What you're going to do is cut massive chunks out, replace it with new metal.
Yeah.
But like, I had a choice at one point. There's like the rear tub, which is basically the whole rear section of bodywork of the car. They're in really short supply, and people are charging like five grand for them. And it's like, it's mental. It should be 500 quid. But because there aren't enough of them, people are like, you can have it, mate. Yeah, it's 4.5 grand. You're like, I'll do it four for cash. You're like, mate, jam it. But to repair the one I've got, the lads are like, mate, it is going to cost, they're reasonable guys, but they're like, this is how much work. Every square inch of that needs work and prep and replacing and welding. And we're going to be working days and days just on your tub. It's going to cost you more than that to fix the one you've got. So we found one that is in decent shape for a fraction of that price. So then I have to buy a new tub and pay them to get it up to scratch. Like, that's actually how it works. So I've been on the Britpart website and just been going, you know, they send me a list and I just tick all these boxes and think, well, I'm in now, so I've just got to order it. So you just bloody order it.
Do you forget?
But I've got Exmoor trim, like cool seats and hood and steering wheel and stuff, and that's the fun stuff that goes in at the end. I can't wait for that. It's the best bits.
Can you have like a really old school like JVC tape player in there?
Well, the original one, it was a late 80s military one, so it had no radio stereo in it, obviously. But when I gave it to the mechanics, I was like, I don't want a radio, and I want to be more original as possible. And they were like, look, it's up to you, mate, but what are you going to use it for? So I say, well, in theory, driving around Devon with all the kids really slowly to the beach and whatever it is.
Moving bodies from A to B.
Yeah, and the kids drive me home from the pub and all that stuff when they're old enough and all that. He's like, do your kids like listen to music? Like, yeah, as soon as we get in the car, even on the school run, they're like, bang, on Spotify. And he's like, well, maybe you should just have a simple stereo with two speakers in the front and two speakers in the back. I was like, I don't need speakers in the back. He's like, in this car, your children will not hear anything if there are not speakers in the back. They won't hear any of it.
You want to be able to link your phone up to it.
Now I've got Apple CarPlay going in there.
Yeah.
But it's cheap. It. Like, it is genuinely not an expensive job. The speakers are cheap. The stereo is cheap.
It doesn't really matter, mate. The amount you're probably spending on it, there's no point going cheap now, is there?
These aren't the expensive bits, but it just adds up. Like, your chassis, your bulkhead, your bodywork, they're the really expensive bits. But that, once that's done, and the paint, I am hopeful that when we've got it, we will really love it, and hopefully have it in time for summer or some of the summer. We'll really love it, and imagine we will just keep it.
Imagine you don't, because that's what happens. Imagine you don't, because that's what happens. You know, when parents give birth to a child,
yeah,
you know they can't relate to it. Yeah. You know, so hopefully when it's done and it's revealed, you know, you fall in love with it.
Which one of your kids would you say is the most underwhelming?
Underwhelming?
Yeah, it's got to be the last one, because life was just getting easier and then you had another one.
Yeah, he brings himself up now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really bother with him.
Didn't the uni on, did it?
finds out the hard way, you know, not to touch a skillet pan when it's been on the barbecue.
Yeah. Yeah.
Outrageous.
Yeah.
Test the bath water before you get in.
Yeah.
That sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Not to jump out of a moving car.
Yeah.
Dog poo's not chocolate.
There's, you got to let them learn, ain't stuff. You? You got to let them learn, fella.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it then. That's our week, really.
We've had a nice chill time. I hope everyone has too. That's bloody lovely.
European rugby.
Yeah, we'll do a little bit about rugby, but a quick break now like this.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
And then come back like this.
You're learning.
Yep.
I'm a you can tell when I've had enough.
Yeah. Your enthusiasm was low at the start, but your social battery's just dropped away. You're a busy man.
Move along.
So
what?
Bordeaux Quins was amazing.
Oh, David. Now, that was incredible. I think we all thought Bordeaux were just going to not annihilate Quins, but we thought it'd be a run in the park, really. Mm. We thought it'd be a lot easier than it was for them. Weather was great. Quins were used to playing in those conditions. But by God, Quins started well.
Blow me.
Because what's gone on with Marla and Kerr, Dave?
I think just
booked a holiday. Rest them. I heard. All right.
Yeah. I mean, they play a lot. Like in it.
Yeah, rest them though. It's a European quarterfinal though.
I know, and that unavoidably that says we're targeting the Prem.
Yep.
I think it just about says that because you got Don Brown out there who plays every minute. You got Marcus Smith. You got a load of big dogs who play a lot of minutes out there.
Esther Hazen, yeah.
And Esterhazen and Collier, like key guys that one of them drops out, you think you might not win the Prem without him. Mm. But the guys who came in, Will Porter, who came in for Danny Kerr, was electric. It was fantastic. Because for a while, I don't know about you, but Danny Kerr keeps extending his contracts and taking another year, and he'd be there 20 years at some point. But you think, well, they're doing it because he's the best. That's why they're renewing him. He's the best, and he is. He's the best scrum half they've ever had. Probably the best scrum half the Prem's ever had overall. I mean, Richard Wigglesworth has won 115 premierships, but Danny Kerr is always up there with the very best. So that's why. But also you think it just a small part of it is like part of me thinks, well, what have they got coming behind him? Now we know. Porter looks like he could, as when Danny Kerr's ready to stop, take over as the Quins scrum half for the next 10 years if he continues on the trajectory he's on. He's looked great whenever I've seen him play.
Though, do you? But you don't see enough of him. But, you know,
that's because Danny's
default,
so good.
Yeah, exactly. But through default, and that's what happens, you know, whether it's injuries or players being rested, you get to see this sort of new generation coming through. So talk to me about Will Collier, mate, because, I mean, they are renowned for scrummaging in France and especially the Bordeaux region. And
yeah,
they were superb in the scrum.
Superb. Finn Baxter as well was absolutely superb everywhere, especially in the scrum. He didn't just hold his own. He toasted Ben Tamafuna and Sadie when he came on. He toasted up two big tight heads. Really good. He has got, touch wood, I'm touching wood now. If he stays fit, that guy's got a lot of England caps coming his way. England Lions. He's a guy that looks like he can do everything really, really well. Fantastic for Quins to have someone coming up behind Marler, who is, in terms of the core jobs of a prop forward in the modern game, is probably the best there is or close to it. So fantastic news for Quins. Baxter was immense, but Collier, I got a call last night out the blue, and he won't listen to podcasts because he's 200 years old, so I can say it, but from Phil Keith Roach, the former England scrum coach, who is like, he's just an icon, mate. In English rugby, he's an absolute icon. He's a hero, straight talker, and haven't heard from him for a couple of years. And he just called out of the blue last night, and we had a 5-minute chat, and he said, I want to know what you thought of that game and whatever. And one of the things he said was, England, I just don't understand why Eddie Jones wouldn't pick Will Collier. They've missed out on his excellence, 4 years of his excellence. And I said, Roachy, 24 hours ago, I said on TV that Will Collier is the best tight head England have ever ignored. And any other country, he's got a good number of caps. He's big, technically fantastic, super strong, aggressive. And Finn Baxter was fantastic. But when you know, when you've been in there, you know that so much of that value came from Collier. And Cast have signed him for next season in France, and they are onto an absolute winner. And
to a gem.
I'm commentating on Toulouse Quins in the semi-final in Toulouse, and I can't wait for that reason. And Toulouse are kind of very secretly a team that I've supported since I was a kid, and but not secretly, uninteresting. I've always loved Toulouse, but I view the Toulouse scrum as there for the taking if someone's aggressive enough. And I thought they were just brilliant.
This weekend is some very high scoring games in the Challenge Cup and the Champions Cup. And that's got to be down to the weather, surely, because it was a great weekend all around, really. Fast pace. You're not going to get, if you want to see open games and entertaining games, there has to be bad defense and great attack. You know, you can't have, if a team is just on top defensively, then you're not going to see many tries, are you? So there's always going to have to be a winner and a loser in terms of attack and defense, but an attack should be the winner because, you know, people want to see tries. It's a bit like the sevens, you know. To grow rugby, we need to see exciting, fast-paced, high-scoring games. And I thought this weekend of European action, I'm trying to think of a better weekend of European rugby that I've seen. I'm sure there would be, but my point being, it was great. And it was a great
attack
product.
Was just amazing this weekend,
great
wasn't
it? Product for the game.
Yeah.
And for people watching and want to get into rugby, you watch that weekend of rugby, all the games, they were exciting. Probably the Gloucester Ospreys was less as exciting as the others because it was a bit low scoring. But all the others, mate, were so good. What do you make of the seedings? Because a lot of people are going a little bit over the top on, well, you know, now you've got Leinster at home, you've got Toulouse at home in the semi-final, Sharks and Gloucester at home, because it's all to do with the seeding. They're not at home. They're not allowed, in the Champions Cup, they're not allowed to play in their home stadium. They can play in their home country. But the reason the seeding is there is for teams to take it seriously during the pool stages. So now, when you come to last 16 quarters semis, it's all to do with where you're seeding. So you take your pool game seriously, you're going to get a better draw and an easier route through to the final. It's the same with the league. You know, you finish higher in the league, you get home draws. So I actually don't mind it at all. I quite like it. I think it doesn't devalue the competition. pool stages wise, because we've seen it before where teams just get sent weakened teams across to other teams. And I know the Bulls did it this weekend, but it was knockout rugby. But I think it just refocuses, I think, the objective of what you want to do and how far you want to go in the competition.
How many of the people complaining about the seedings are also complaining about certain teams having not taken games seriously enough in the pool stages? You're not allowed to complain about both.
Nope.
So the seedings, if you want to be a top seed and have effectively home advantage, you've got to go hard in the pools.
Yep.
So that's what it is. So I reckon a lot of people would be complaining about both, and you're not allowed because they're contradictory complaints. That'd be my answer to that.
Geordie Barrett signed for Leinster. What a signing.
Oh, mate.
Mate, do you know the best thing about that? They don't even need him.
Yeah, you're right.
They don't. I mean, he can play. I think his position is 12. He can play 15. He can play wing. He can play 13. He can play 10. Don't need him. But they got him. I think it's only for 6 months. It's a short term.
Oh, is it really?
I think it's a short term signing, I think.
Yeah, but he'll come over here, win the Champs Cup and go home.
Yeah, of course he will. But mate, that just shows you where Ireland is perceived in rugby. You know, it's perceived as one of the top teams in Northern Hemisphere rugby, like Leinster. Ireland are brilliant at the moment. You know, whether they're classed as first or second in world rugby at the moment, just the style of play, the wins they've had, how good Leinster are. Like, it's not by luck Leinster sign all these big names. They haven't signed a big name for a while. It's normally like your James Lowe's, your Gibson Park, sort of.
Brad Thorns.
Yeah, well, yeah, Brad Thorn, a bit different, but they often sign these, they do their due diligence and sign these players, and all of a sudden then they become superstars. But they've signed a ready-made superstar. It's incredible. I thought they would beat La Rochelle. I thought they beat them in the pool stages. And La Rochelle aren't quite the team that they were last season. And
yeah,
I watched Leinster versus the Bulls, and the Bulls brought a really strong team down, and they were physical, the Bulls, a bit like La Rochelle. And Leinster just took them apart because there's not many weaknesses there. The bench was full of size, of strength, of pace, power. They've just got an unbelievable match day squad and also reserves. Big Joe McCarthy makes a huge difference. It's the Irish front row. You know, it's basically Ireland minus a couple of players, Peter Armani, and that might be it.
Have you seen Ross Maloney, the big lock, has signed for Bath 3 years from Leinster?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good signing, that.
Yeah, mate, they're a feeder team for all the other Irish provinces. Yeah. They basically are.
Yeah, they do it well, eh?
You know, they had... who pulled out last minute? 15. Come on, Dave. Who plays 15
Keenan
for Ireland? Yeah, Hugo Keenan.
Yeah.
Pulled out last minute, but didn't matter at all. Frawley came in. Jamie Osborne, another really good player.
Still got Jordan Lama.
Yeah, so they looked great. And I just think it'll be a Leinster to lose final because those two are playing at home, I think.
We're all excited about the scrums in that Quinns game, aren't we?
Yeah. Toulouse were, I wouldn't say frightened by Exeter, but Exeter showed up good in the first half.
Didn't they? And then see ya.
Yeah.
And then about 5 or 10 minutes of hell for Exeter, and it's like, wow, Toulouse are gone. They are completely gone.
Kinghorn fit in there brilliantly, kicking a goal. Yep. Just looks, he's a Rolls Royce, mate. That's a brilliant team for him. Aki was really good. I don't see how Toulouse and Leinster are gonna lose. Jack Willis, huge game.
What a player!
I
saw Joe Marler tweeted something along the lines of "Let the boys play. Let the boys go to France and stop that rule." about not being able to play for England.
Yeah, you can only have a certain amount of French foreign players, though.
There's only so much space. Is the truth, but if you're the Prem at the moment, look, I had two people at Malaga Airport approach me and say hi, which is nice, and both of them said the same thing. One of them said, "What's going on with the Premiership, mate? What's going on with rugby in this country, mate? It's not in a good place, is it?" And the next bloke says, he was from Bath as well. He said, "Rugby's on Prem. It's on its knees, isn't it? Rugby's on its knees in this country." And I just said to both of them, "Why do you say that? Like, what is it that makes you say that?" "Do you got TNT?" No. Neither of them had TNT. I watch all of some of the games and that, and I go to Bath or Bristol every now and again. "Yeah, but the games are great. Have you seen the games?" "Yeah, but the clubs are going bust, aren't they?" "Well, three went bust a while ago, which is awful. But at the moment, it doesn't look like anyone else is going bust. There are still things to sort out.
Yeah.
There are still things to remedy. There are still overspending issues, and there is that. But there's a new professional game partnership happening, and there's talk of significantly increased funding and all that sort of stuff. So but actually, are you watching the games? No. Why? Well, because the games are unbelievable at the moment. They are just fantastic at the moment. The league is in terms of watching, I love the top 14 and I like watching it. But at the moment, the Prem is better. It's significantly better to watch at the moment. I'm not saying the whole system's better. I'm not saying it's better viewerships and all that sort of stuff. I'm saying to watch, it is the best league at the moment.
Cynical Simon's going to come out now because I'm not sure how... I actually don't know, but you hear rumours, don't you, about clubs struggling and how sustainable it is. I agree with you, the product is really good. The product, as I said on the weekend for European rugby, was just outstanding. But I'm not sure how well these clubs are doing behind closed doors. They'll all be a little bit coy and dubious about posting their records. I know Wales is completely different, mate. But they're obviously feeling the pinch. There's £2 million loss from Cardiff posted last year. I think it was £3 million from Scarlets. I'm not saying the English clubs are going to be as bad as that, but I do worry about the state of the finances at rugby in the moment. But you need weekends.
It's a longer conversation, isn't it?
You need weekends like we've just had to grow the game and to get people in interested. You've had a weekend like that every single week, right?
Yeah.
Sponsor would be knocking on your door to say, "We want some of this. We want to be part of it," because it was brilliant.
My point isn't that rugby's fine what you want about. That's not my point. My point is that there is a thing about rugby. Maybe it's just this, that maybe it's everywhere, but there's a thing in every sport. There's a thing about rugby in this country that it just loves to give itself kicks in the nuts. It loves to uppercut itself. And it's like, you're not blaming the journalists. The journalists write great stuff about games and great stuff about players all the time. But there is something about, I've mentioned this in the pod before, I think, this bit of research that was done during, was it Brexit or the last American election? I can't remember. But it was this, whatever company it was, did this research, this analysis, and said that on average, bad news spreads 7 times faster than good news. So there is
Waterhouse Cooper.
There you go. PwC. There you go. So it's obviously something to do with the human condition that we latch onto bad news and negative stories more than we do. Maybe it makes us feel better about our own lives, or it gives us something to grab onto to make us feel clever or something. But it's like there is so much good stuff. This financial instability has always been there, by the way. It was there 15 years ago. It was there 20 years ago. There's way more transparency now. I think eventually there will come a point where we all realize where the funding has to increase or the spending has to come down. But actually, the funding doesn't need to increase by 50 million per club or hundreds and hundreds of millions like it would in Premier League to make them sustainable on an annual basis. Some clubs could get 2 or 3 million quid extra in terms of annual funding, which could happen now there are fewer teams, and actually be breaking even or in profit. So it's not like there's so much good stuff, but it's almost like people don't want to talk about it. They just want the negative bits of it. And rugby's got a habit
of
beating.
Some people like that, though, aren't they?
They are, yeah, but rugby in particular has got a habit of beating itself up. It's like...
One thing that I think will save rugby.
You and me, mate.
Currently, it doesn't need saving. Yeah, you and me doing some ambassadorial work. Summer, Summer rugby, mate. Unless everyone has a stadium like RAS in 92s, undercover sort of 4G, summer rugby is it's safe rugby league. You're going to get better games. You're going to get better rugby. You're going to get more attacking rugby. You're going to get better skills. You're going to get less stop starts, better conditions for people to go and watch the rugby in. Because I can't remember. I think I covered Ospreys Gloucester on Friday at King's Home, and I only needed a t-shirt and a denim jacket from
Yellowstone.
Yeah, I looked exactly like him. Not Brokeback Mountain, ripped from Yellowstone. And it's so cold, mate. It's all year. It's been freezing. It's been wet. Conditions have been horrendous, and that has a knock-on effect on the games you see. I believe as soon as you get better weather now, which we're going to get at the end of the season, I think the standard of rugby is going to be dramatically increased. And if you had that at the start, I just think it's a no-brainer to grow the game, to make it a spectacle. But you're at Northampton. I didn't watch it because I was watching the golf.
Yeah.
Any good?
It was competitive at halftime, yeah, but then Northampton blew them away. Bulls went away, really. But they didn't have what it took. The team wasn't good enough that they brought over. But Saints, geez, their attack is just beautiful. Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Everyone's involved. Ollie Slightholm's in crazy form. And yeah, they've got to go and play Leinster. So they don't win that, do they? Unless they do.
I don't think they've got the power. I think they've got the pace. And they've got the creative side. I just don't know if they can match the front row.
One thing I think the biggest story would be, obviously Saints winning, but the biggest story would be is if Leinster could tame that Saints attack for a whole match. Mm. Not many teams are capable of stopping Saints scoring. They are so good ball in hand. They've got many good defensive
coaches, haven't they? They've got the South African defence coach now, Leinster. Jack Nyabar is there as well.
Yeah, I just...
I know what you're saying.
They are just wonderful ball in hand. And I watched Exeter play against Toulouse as well. And Chiefs did so much good stuff. But you see like launch plays, you see them happen. And they're just not quite at the same level as Saints at the moment in terms of attack. They're not, everyone isn't quite as flat. The decisions are a bit earlier. The decoy options are, some of them are definitely decoy options. They're a yard too deep and they're not troubling defenders. Whereas you watch Ollie Slightholm coming off his left wing, he regularly gets the ball on those outside arcs and he's an option. But every time he doesn't get the ball, he thought he was going to get it.
Yeah, but
so
also
it's almost
Dingle
like they don't tell
flat.
Him who's getting it. And they
Dingle
leave it
takes
to Finn
it really
Smith.
Flat.
Yeah.
And Finn Smith
just did it brilliantly. Finn Smith, admittedly, it was not the best team he's ever played against, but he was very, very classy indeed on Saturday night. He looked great.
Tommy Freeman, how was he?
Yeah, big, quick, everywhere, menace, breaking tackles.
Him and Mason Grady, similar players, mate. Honestly.
Yeah. Yeah. Very, very good. And again, well, I'll say what I've said before about Saints. You've got Rory Hutchinson watching from the stand in his hoodie.
Yeah.
That's how good they are at the moment. That's... Like, he is just such a classy player. And unless he's injured and I'm wrong, I don't think he is, but he's got to be one of the best players in the Premiership not playing at the moment because they are, you know, having the big man Freeman at 13. James Ram at fullback. You're playing brilliantly, mate. He's just getting better and better. He was always big and quick. He's getting better and better. And Sam Vesti's stock is rising to such a point that Northampton must be hoping they don't get a call from Steve Borthwick at some point soon and losing him.
Yeah, Vesti's definitely get someone to pick his nose for him. No, he won't be doing it himself.
Yeah. I mean,
He
would be the only England coach ever to look like Rod Hull. He's just missing Emu and then he's away, isn't he?
Claremont. But Ulster away, pretty much second half dominated. Sharks, Edinburgh, 23-13 last time they faced, a couple of weeks ago, but that was more to do with a late try from Edinburgh. Not as bad this week, but it's a tough place to go. Sharks had a bit of a nightmare season, but they found a bit of form in Europe. I think there are only three games in the URC they've won, which has been pretty appalling. They've been down the bottom for a long time, but you think of the players they've got as well, for the Sharks, it's incredible. The World Cup winners they got, and they got Etzebeth. They've got Oxenreich. They've got there's loads of players there, but they have found a bit of form now and they're through to a quarter final. And Benetton Connacht, who also played a couple of weeks ago as well. Benetton, tough place to go and win. Really tough. They've only lost one game at home this season. That was against Glasgow halfway through the season. A lot of Italian players in there. Rhino Smith, beauty of a player. Yeah. So as we look at the quarterfinals, which are going to happen in a couple of weeks' time, who are you picking out of Sharks and Clermont? And that is going to be Twickenham Stoop.
Clermont.
Red. Okay.
Clermont.
Which is a strange... Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure where they put it at Twickenham Stoop. Might be... Sharks did play there start the season against the Ospreys. Maybe to try and draw upon the South African support. Maybe it's to do with travelling.
I'm commentating on Gloucester Benetton, actually. It'd be a good game, that. I think that'll be close. I think Gloucester will win because they're at home. It's my prediction.
Okay, because, yeah, I think Gloucester, yeah. Gloucester home, King's home.
Yeah.
Agree. And then Champions Cup, Leinster, Northampton, 4th of May, Leinster.
Head says Leinster, heart says Saints.
Toulouse, Harlequins. It's next day, Sunday.
Same. Head says Toulouse, heart says Quins.
Yeah, I'm not sure where these games... Croke Park is Leinster. It was a fantastic stadium that played there in 2008.
And yes, Toulouse is... Yes, Toulouse, the stadium thingy-jabob is where they're playing.
Le Stadium.
The Le Stade, yeah.
Yeah. There, that was rugby.
That's it, boy. Well done.
Right, what are you up to for the rest of the day?
Get my feet done. I've got a quick call about a golf day I'm doing with Jason Robinson, even though I don't play golf. I picked my kids up from school, and I've got some, and I'm doing homemade fajitas. So I've done a little spice mix, and I'm going to do it over some charcoal and some smoky bits of wood on the Kamado Joe. I had chicken kebabs last night on the Somerset Grill, and they were immense. And tonight I'm going to do smoky fajitas for the kids.
I did 10 chicken thighs last night on the gas barbie because didn't have time to heat it up and it was windy. And marinated them with Nando's garlic sauce, dry rub.
Yep. I use it too.
Yeah, really good. Married them
so for good.
A few hours. Cooked them, then chopped them all up. Pitters, salad, hummus.
Live the dream.
Yeah, it was delicious. A nice summer's meal. Dream. But I'm trying to lose weight now anyway. So.
Aren't we all, mate?
Yeah, but it keeps finding me. That's the problem.
I know. I know. Don't want to go.
Hey, good to see you.
Right, boy. Hey, well done, yeah? We're back.
Got a Breitling yet from Gavin Murphy?
I'm not like you, mate. I'm not a hunter like you. I'm just hunting freebies all the time, Garmin, mate. I've got my little Apple Watch that tells me how little exercise I've done. Somehow my mate Ollie, the PT in town, he's linked it up to his phone or something so he can see what I do and don't do. And every now and again, I'll just get a message saying pathetic with my, like a screenshot of my activity level. I don't know how to get him off. I'm like, I'm crap with that stuff. And it's like pathetic, fat shit.
Yeah.
Well, cheers, mate.
What are you watching? What are you watching right now on your phone? Your hand's going mad.
Hey?
That's probably what you're saying. What you're watching on your phone now, your hand's going mad.
Yeah, exactly. Why's your heart rate up? I'll get you.
Yeah. 120.
I'll get you. I'll get
go
you.
That. Right.
Right. Lots of love, everyone. Keep
go
going.
Enjoy your chocolate block. See you later.
Bye. Ta-ra, bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.